The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Kim sails on the sea with an entourage in tow. She's always in control. On her beach with 7,000 net, she's the queen of plenty. Center of attention, she's the star of the show. Can't move an inch without her mighty crew. Everywhere she travels, she's got a spotlight too. Standing in line for the buffet, she's got it all, it's true. Living life large in the spotlight, she finds her delight.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right, traveling the high seas with her husband, Tom, or Bob.
Thomas. Yeah, Thomas, whoever the
husband, Thomas. And someone did notice yesterday when they were listening to the podcast and texted me late last night, got it this morning. Did she say that she had sailed on a cruise with somebody named Thomas?
No, never.
I think you said that, though.
No, the cruise person who was doing the registration said, well, that was your travel companion before. And I said, no.
You said something about like 20 years ago, yeah. Though.
No, that's what I was talking. That's when I had cruised with this cruise line before, only once. And she said, that's your travel companion. I said, no, my travel companion was Ralph, my husband now.
This is like one of those movie scenes where... when somebody like a hotel manager notices that the husband is coming in with his wife and
yeah.
thought the woman that he brought in 2 weeks earlier was his wife. That confusion is there. Are you sure you're not taking these? What, didn't you take a girls' weekend a few years back and your husband couldn't get a hold of you for a while or something?
No.
Some 50 miles away rule or
no.
something? Well, good morning. Welcome. Friday morning, 5:58 on Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station on this off and on rainy day, about a 40% chance we'll see some rain throughout the day. High 73 into the 80s for the foreseeable future. 80 tomorrow, 85 on Sunday and Monday, back into the 70s, late 70s.
Late 70s.
Upper 70s.
May they rest in peace.
Yeah. So have you gotten your issue with the cruise all straightened out because you were... Now, I'll be honest with you. If they've got you traveling with somebody else, that might be a documentation issue. Like if... Where are you... excuse me. Where are you traveling to? Because I know before you've had...
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere in the Caribbean. I'll have to look. I could go
hold on,
online
hold,
and tell
hold
you.
Hold on.
What?
So you're part of the planning of the actual trip. On mm-hmm. the phone with the people who you thought were a bot.
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah.
Which more than likely is the case.
Probably in some
AI
form.
Thinks in some alternate reality, some alternate universe somewhere. You're married to a Thomas.
Yep, somewhere.
How about that?
Or at some point.
Was there a Thomas in your life that you turned gay? Because I know that you did that to a couple of guys.
Doubting Thomas.
Wow. He was doubting Thomas until he dated Kim. Mm. And then there was no doubt. I got to go find a man.
No, I've never dated a Thomas. I don't know a Thomas.
Okay.
I'm...
Right.
No.
Have you concerned yourself with the possibility that document, and you don't know where you're going?
No, not really. Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Okay, you know, that's a large place.
I know it is.
Please tell me you're going to the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, God.
Oh, hang on.
Not that I
don't
know
have
of.
To Jen explain the Bermuda Triangle to you?
No, you want her to just poof, vanish.
He's wanted that for a long time.
I have. She's on to me, you know.
I don't know.
I'm here every day holding her up. Putting her on a pedestal, and I want her to disappear into the Bermuda Triangle.
I figure...
I wouldn't have a show if she... I'd have a show for 2 or 3 days. after, guess what? Tim disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, my God. And then on that fourth day, well, I guess I'm out of material. Mm. And that's all there is about that. So you don't like, you're going to St. Bart's or St. Kitts and Nevis, or are you going to like Freeport? Are you going to like Grand Bahama? Where are you headed?
I don't know.
Bermuda?
I don't know.
Bahama?
No, I don't.
Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo? Don't you want
to
go?
I'll have to get back.
How
to
about
you
Kokomo?
I'll have to get
you
back to you.
You going to Kokomo?
I don't know.
Go to Kokomo, Indiana. That's a good place to be.
I'll have to get back to you on that. I figure if we get on the boat and it's in the dates that we want, unless we we want to go here.
Then it's not about where she's getting to go. It's all about the boat. She loves a buffet. She loves 7,000 people. She loves standing in line for food. She loves having to have a specific time that she gets slotted in for meals and trips.
Well, you don't have to have all that. You see, that's what you think, but it's really not like that.
Oh, it is exactly what it is.
No, it's not. You do what you want when you want. You know, they bring you drinks. I'm happy.
Isn't it all inclusive?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more to that song, I guess. Listen to this. What's this? Oh. Huh? More music? Kim, she's in line waiting for the buffet. Yep. No one wants to eat until she gets her say. She's at the menu and then nobody wants to eat until she gets her say. Partying like she's in her prime.
Hey,
baby.
I am.
Yeah, you're in your, you know what? Yes, you're in your cruising prime. Exactly, exactly. You're the perfect clientele for the cruise lines. So I've never had a cat as a real pet. I took care of one on the front porch for a little while, fed it, took it to the vet. Was going to get it all cleaned up, take home. Oh no, feline AIDS. Mm. That's God's doing his work right there. God's saying, no, no, no.
You don't need a cat.
You don't need a cat.
You loved that cat, though, for a brief time.
For about 18 seconds. And then we took it to, we had never had a cat before. So I don't understand cats. But I don't mind, like, funny cat videos online. Like, I get stuck in cat talk every once in a while. Where they get scared by cucumbers.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
They get, I don't understand it. They think it's a snake or something.
Yeah.
I love when they jump up on a counter that somebody has laid aluminum foil on. I love the way they have immense jumping and leaping power, which, of course, gets them flying across the room, tearing things apart. And I guess they love boxes, like nestling down into boxes.
Okay.
Tip of the day, people. Check your boxes before you send them back to Amazon, because it might have your cat inside. Because that's happened.
Seems like you would notice that, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't seem like you'd notice that, because a lot of times I got a box the other day that I had to carry in the house with two hands, and it had two things that I could fit in one hand. The box was like the width of my body. I'm carrying it in from outside. Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is awful light. I opened it up and two little things I could have held in my hand. It's like they put it in the biggest box.
I think so, I told you my husband got tooth floss in a big box like that one time with a bunch of paper and tooth floss.
Yeah. a couple in Utah is thrilled to be reunited with their cat Galena, who mysteriously disappeared a couple of weeks ago. They looked all over for her. Put signs in the neighborhood. Turned out Galena didn't run away. They shipped her to Amazon. Galena loves hiding in boxes, like a lot of cats do. She was inside the box of work boots that was later picked up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon. The cat was in the box for 6 days without food or water.
Oh my gosh.
Before being discovered by an Amazon employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat. She took her to the vet. Oh, I'm sure it's on TikTok somewhere. Because I get caught in, oh, I just found this dog on the side of the road talk.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
My phone hears me weeping. That's what it is. My phone hears me crying. And I think TikTok knows when I'm laughing at something. Because, you know, when you laugh, your whole body kind of shakes.
Your phone gauges that.
I think it gauges that. It gauges my laughter. And then it will show me more people falling down. Oh, the one that's got me laughing my ass off right now is the dude. He's looks like somewhere in the Middle East. He's a server or an owner of a restaurant, and he makes it look like he's spilling in people's laps when he shows up at the table, like a teacup or something. And he's people like lose their mind. Oh, I love it. And so this cat in the box, I guess fine. Weather wasn't too hot or too cold. The box was partially slid open on a seam, so it had enough air to breathe. Brandy, the Amazon worker, knows all about cats. She's even rescues them on the side. It's just a little side hustle for herself. Now, I don't know what this cat was a survivor, because in my old neighborhood, there was a couple of family down the street that on vacation they left and they closed their closet door and they didn't know their cat was inside.
Oh.
And the cat, I guess, lost its mind, because by the time they found it dead in a week or 10 days,
yeah,
it had ripped apart the entirety of their inside of their closet. I mean, like the shredded the door trying to get out, the whole thing, the poor thing, and then died in their closet in a week, in like a week. No food, no water. I don't know how long. You know, animals are stoic. They can hold on and hold on. You've seen dogs that haven't eaten in days, weeks, or sometimes it seems like. Like, what's that movie about those dogs that they had to leave somewhere and they came back like 9 months later and a couple of them were still? Snow Patrol? One was with Paul Walker. Which one was that? The dog movie.
I don't know.
He had to leave his dogs behind and he went back and some of them were still alive. Oh, yeah. They'll figure it out. Is it 8 Below?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of Huskies.
Yeah, his Husky sled team. Yeah, and it was like, that was the most anxiety-ridden movie I'd ever sat through. Because I was like, these are months going by without these dogs, you know, having any attention out there in the wild. Mm. Oh, lost. That's why I don't have pets anymore. You know, can't take the stuff. Country artist Luke Bryan heard of my, I guess, scrotum sitting. By accident.
Hasn't everyone?
Slid into my seat of my SUV, trapped a doondad in the wrong place. And wrote a song about it.
Oh.
Can you believe this? It's
wow.
Mark sat down one fateful day.
Mm-hmm.
But little did he know his balls were in the way.
They were in the way, all right.
He let out a scream and hit the floor. His testicular troubles were hard to ignore.
Luke Bryan, everybody.
His underwear too loose caused him strife. Mm-hmm. Now he's suffering, his pain is right.
It's a beautiful song.
He's been whining about his balls all
day. Yeah, he has.
I have not. I have Luke.
What a price he had to pay.
Yeah, for being a man, baby.
People say
it's not over.
It's just a little pain.
Hey.
But Mark's suffering is driving him insane.
Yeah, that's two.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on already. I sat through your cancer.
You're comparing the two? Yeah, your low-hanging fruit is not exactly the same.
Wow, my low-hanging fruit is not the same as what?
My cancer.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'll give you... I'm sure you're hurting.
What happened to your low-hanging fruit?
It was harvested.
I had it examined by a professional yesterday.
So you did go to the doctor?
No, my wife examined it. Well, who knows more about it than right. She, right?
She should know.
She said, lift things up, move things around. And she was like, oh my God. she freaked out.
What?
She freaked out. I'm swolled. And I'm not just
swolled?
Talking about, I'm not talking about just from the gym, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't talking about throwing up the guns, baby. Oh yeah, I'm swolled up. Like real good, like a plum.
Mm.
Oh yeah, like a grapefruit. I don't know what I've
Which
done.
Which is it, a plum or a grapefruit? Well, I mean, come on. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
Well, plums can be, okay. I mean, they can be a...
Plum or grapefruit? I mean, there's a big difference.
All right, fine. It's just one is more prominent than the other, really. Like, look, this is a man thing. I understand. I am sorry. Maybe I should have played a little bit of...
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
But it's just young men listening. You know, before those dude dads have dropped completely, just understand when they do drop,
they do drop in the way
from time to time.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to give it the weekend. Okay.
Are you sure you should do that?
Well, I have things I have to do this weekend that I'm out of town. So I'm going to give it to, I'm going to see if I can walk this thing off, you know. Tried that before with a broken ankle.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I hate to
if you're walking it off and it falls off? I mean.
Well, you know, that doesn't happen.
Well, how do you know that?
Kim? Oh, hold on. This is the woman who believed that the number one cause of death of pregnant women was exploding.
Yeah.
So I could see why you would think that it would just literally fall off. You know, it is it is encased, darling, in a...
Have you gone back to the tidy whities?
I am wearing the tightest underwear I have, and I've got athletic supporters on the way from Amazon.
Oh, you do?
I do. I won't be here this weekend to get them. God. So I might have to run over to the Walmart and see if they have anything that I can wear. And I'll have to get, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm gonna have to size it properly so I can get, yeah, you know.
This is serious.
Oh, it's serious. Oh, my wife lost her mind. She's like, should I call 911? She said.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Should I call 911?
She was like, are you okay?
Don't move anymore.
Yeah. Oh, she's popping pills in me. She said, take this. Like, what do you have for that? Because I've been in pain. I literally have had trouble.
I mean, we kid, but.
You know, I know this story has you sitting on the edge of your seat.
Yes,
guess
literally.
What? Guess what? Me too. Now that the Kate Middleton drama has completely kind of died away, you know, now that she's, I guess, been seen. Although she hasn't been seen since the whole controversy, is she...
I think once people realize she had cancer and it's like, okay, you know, right. Let's leave her alone.
Well, speaking of, did you see the latest? And we don't have a lot of time to spend on this, but they're now currently and frequently updating King Charles's funeral plans because he is very unwell, according to sources close to the palace. Yeah, King Charles' health conditions are progressively deteriorating, leading Buckingham Palace officials to keep regularly updated plans in pending mode.
So like in the can, like, I mean, like well, ready like, is like we well, do here for celebrities.
If you've
stuff.
Ever watched The Crown, which is one of those shows I just mm-hmm. love, they always have the funeral plan
yeah.
ready to go.
Yeah.
They're currently updating it based on his health condition. They say it's bad and it's getting worse quickly. So,
oh,
wow.
Gosh.
Wow. That's quick. Yeah. That's quick. Unless this is, of course, a lie. Because this is the tabloids. This is
yeah,
British,
you never know.
British press, you never know, so. Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. The radio station sending you to London to see Taylor Swift. Wembley, fly away, enter at star1021fm.com. Presented by Ray Varner Ford. Wembley Stadium, London, England, June 22nd. Round trip, airfare, hotel, you and a guest spending cash, and two tickets to see Taylor live in concert. You know for certain your bags are going to be secure in the plane because when you look out the little window, the dude down there loading your bags onto the cart will be Ray Varner. He will make sure he is taking care of everything. He is, I'm telling you right now.
He's very thorough,
if you
apparently.
Look, if you look in the cockpit, you know who's flying the plane. That's Ray Varner. Mm-hmm.
He sure is different than he was in high school. I can tell you that.
What?
He's very driven now. Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying he's a go-getter.
Hold on. You went to high school with Ray Varner?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
When did this come up?
I just did.
What, you're saying he was a slacker in high school?
No, I'm not saying that. He's driven now.
Versus what?
Well, I mean, he was very sports-oriented in high school.
What does that mean?
I
you're mean, not
he's
driven?
Very business-driven now. I mean, he's doing it all. He's flying the plane. He's packing the bags. He's everywhere.
But the way you brought it up
impressive.
Made it sound like he wasn't, you know, he wasn't serious in high school. If he's a serious...
Oh, he's a funny man.
What does that have to do with anything?
He said serious.
Oh, my God.
He's still not real serious.
Hold on. Before you kill the sponsorship from Ray Varner Ford.
Ray knows I love him.
Let's choose our words.
Ray knows I love him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does. If you called him right now and said, what does Kim Hansard think of you? He goes, oh, we love each other. Yeah.
I didn't know you had such an intimate relationship with Ray Varner.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I just thought he owned a Ford dealership.
Well, he does.
I understand. Oh, for God's sake. 7-Eleven now.
I'm gonna ask you all to get your phones out and look at your contact list because I want to know some of the crazy names that you have in your contact list. Not the real names, okay, but what you've listed people as so you actually know who they are.
I have them by their name.
Oh gosh, you're one of those people. Well, we're gonna talk about the crazy names.
All right. More about Ray Varner Ford, I guess. I don't know. Just so you know, Kim, a lot of sports-driven people made a lot of money last night in the NFL draft when they got drafted.
Oh, I know they did.
First 32 picks. So being sports-driven doesn't mean that doesn't manifest itself into being driven in other things like business ventures and stuff like
Ray's
that.
Ray's driving Fords. He owns the Ford dealership
I
out
understand
there.
That.
He's doing very well.
Yes, but the wording that you chose to use concerning Ray.
He was funny, laid back,
right.
Great guy. And now he's driving planes and...
He's actually not. These are little comic asides I make when talking about the race, Ray Varner helping us send somebody to see Taylor Swift in England.
And it's cracking me up.
Right. And then when you get to that beautiful hotel room and you order that room service, Ray's making sure that everything is taken care of. He's even bringing the food.
He's doing it all.
To your room. And if you're lonely.
Oh.
And so what is this about? You're supposed to have other names for people.
Well, I didn't say you're supposed to. What it is
I do have an alternate name for you.
Oh, I bet.
God help me. That is you.
And is it true that my ringtone is eek, eek, eek?
If you'd said, if I'd known that, I would have had that ready for you. And when the phone rings and it's Kim. That's right. So.
What started
this? I have Ann, Dad, Taylor, Jordan.
Do you have Hank the Tank Man?
Ryan. You mean Hank the Septic Tank Man?
Yeah.
No?
No. What do you mean? No, you don't have him?
I have a Kelsey. I have... Oh, here's an interesting one. Tyler.
So you don't have descriptors for anybody? You just
Yeah. You know what a best descriptor of another person is? Their name.
Well, see, because sometimes
Hold on. Oh, God. Here's one. Farmer Charlie.
Okay.
Farmer Charlie. Also have Charlie Andrews underneath him.
Because that's his real name. Well, see, a lot of times people put different names in because they don't remember who they are.
He who shall not be named.
Oh, we all know who that is.
But I have his name, though.
See, most people...
I should change that to he who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you have any of these? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know he did because he just said so.
Yeah, I was going through my contacts and I actually still have a girl from high school that I went to high school with, and she was very...
In your phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And she was very skinny, so I named her Indiana Bones in my phone.
See?
Yeah, Indiana Bones.
That is so rude.
How is that rude?
Did you call her Indiana Bones to her face?
I don't believe so. But I remember
Indiana
who she was.
Bones?
Yeah.
Well, you don't remember her name? I mean, you couldn't just put it by her name? Why do you need to describe her by her body? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I just topped it in. Indiana Bones.
How many current high school girls do you have in your phone? That's the question.
Oh no.
Well, hey,
let's not step into that territory.
He's already stepped into it. What are you talking about?
Well, see, like on my phone, I've got all sorts of names.
No, you're probably going to make this up.
No, I'm not. I have Buffy Pretty Tasty Cakes. And the reason I have that is because...
Is that another girl from high school?
No. Her name is Buffy, but I don't know her last name. But I met her at like a trade show, and she makes pretty cakes, but they're also good. They taste good because sometimes you can get pretty cakes, but they don't taste good. So I put Pretty Tasty Cakes because they're both pretty and taste good. And she made like birthday cakes and shower cakes and everything for us for a long time. But then she retired. But she's still in my contact list.
Well, make sure
list.
You put retired Buffy Pretty Tasty Cakes.
Well, I just know she's retired. I don't call her anymore. I just know. Well, I should probably take her out, but I don't. See, that's the thing. Once you get in my contacts, you're there forever, it seems. Then I have Adrian Breaststrokes because she's the woman that paints
Adrian
on breasts.
Adrian Breaststrokes?
Yeah, because she does this thing where she paints. Remember when I had the painting done on my breast?
I thought there was a weird massage therapy.
I have Diane Gorge.
Why are you starting there, Adrian? Yo, Adrian, stop.
I have Diane Garage Door because she's the woman I call when the spring flung on my garage door. So, I mean, it's just, you know.
So there's a contact name and then there's the business line. And like you can put in the business line what they, like I'll have company names for the people. Like, I mean, JC from JC Electrical.
Okay.
All right. Jeff. Friedman's Kitchens. I mean, I have you have a business line. Why do you just put the names in there so you remember their whole name? You don't even know Buffy's last name, do you?
No.
That's rude.
She's Pretty Tasty Cakes.
One of those other people, she'd say, do I know you?
No, I know her. When I see her, she's Buffy.
I can tell you right now, looking at the clock, by the time we play Her Versus Him, Mark Versus Kim, and we come back after that, you won't have any time in this 7 o'clock hour for the comments I'm sure people left about
who's in
their
phone.
So just after 8. I know it's a bit of a push, but you'll have to bear with us. It is her versus him, Mark versus Kim. No, it's not. It's her versus her, Mark versus Kimber. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Tassie and one named Sally. Today, Tassie and Sally sounds like two names we've made up. I mean, two are playing for
two's passes to the Southern Tequila and Taco Festival in Farragut tonight. These passes get you into the festival at 6 p.m., five tokens to sample tequilas, cocktails, or beer, and three food tickets for tacos. This event benefits Remote Area Medical.
Tassie, Kim would like to know if Tassie is short for something, dear.
No, ma'am, it's not.
Just Tassie. Just Tassie.
Hmm. All right.
That's right. Yeah, it's... Oh. Let me make sure I have Sally there. Yeah, Tassie's short for Jack James, who I thought I was answering when the phone came up as Jack James. Oh, I got a guy right here.
This is Tassie.
I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, Sal. How are you, Sally?
Hey, good. Right.
How old are you, my dear?
Well, today's my birthday, so 47 today.
47. You're
Happy
the world's...
Happy
congratulations
birthday.
On being
Thank
the world's
you.
Youngest Sally. Congratulations. Who's talking back there?
Kids at my son's middle school I'm dropping off.
Okay, tell them to shut up. I'm just kidding. All right. I believe that...
That's a great way to make friends.
Kim and... Kim, it'll be Kim and Tassie, Mark and Sally, just like it was in college. So here we go. And dated to Sally for a little while.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I'm doing.
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, well, there's a reason. it's called a restraining order. So I'm kidding. Does that still last after 30 years? Tassie, are you ready? You'll have 75 seconds. Kim will try to describe the words or phrases to you on this list. As many out of 10 as possible. Sally, at the end of the round, if they had to skip or run out of time, you have a chance to steal some points. Any questions from Tassie or Sally about how this game is played?
Nope. No, sir.
All right. Stop calling me, sir. I ain't your daddy.
Okay.
I mean, I could be, I guess, but, you know. Not with the testicular injury I have.
Nobody's daddy right now.
It couldn't be. All right. Tassie, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Oh, gosh, we're in trouble. Okay. This is the big state at the bottom, deep in the heart of...
Texas?
Yes. All right. This is, they like Jell-O. There's a lot of, let's go on. The Vikings are home here. This is the state.
Minnesota.
Yes. This is, potatoes are grown here. It's another state.
Wisconsin.
No.
Idaho.
Yes,
Idaho.
Yes. This is, it's big political. It's not old, but it's the opposite of old.
New.
Uh-huh. And it's a northeastern state.
Hampshire.
Yes. Put them together.
New Hampshire.
Yes. This is, they talk with a southern drawl even more than we do. There's a lot of flooding there. They have, the southern dish. Oh, gosh. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Mississippi?
No. It's, why can't I think of anything? Shrimp and,
Louisiana.
Yes. Thank you. The caucuses happen here. It's a state where it's a big deal when the caucus happens there.
California.
No.
All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, Tassie was able to get five, but there's one there that Sally can steal.
Sal?
I didn't know even what Kim said.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually a problem.
Still 5-0. I gave her a list of states.
I know. That's the reason I said, we're in trouble.
You couldn't think of New Orleans for Louisiana?
Okay. Oh, gosh, no. I was thinking food. Right,
moving on.
She got that.
She did get that.
What I'm saying is she struggled mightily over Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought she would name a city. Yeah. Like, okay, you know, whatever.
No, the caucus, I'm thinking of a bug.
The Iowa caucuses, political stuff.
A caucus
stuff.
Bug?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking political. That. I went the wrong way. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, political's what I was doing with the Iowa caucuses.
I do believe that Tassie and Sally are doing their own show right now.
Oh, they're hitting it off.
Yeah.
All right,
Texas, Montana, Utah. That's why I said the Jell-O and stuff. Isn't that where they collect Jell-O?
How about Salt Lake City?
Well, I wasn't thinking
Utah.
Of cities. I was trying to think of other descriptors.
Come on, we're running desperately short on time.
Minnesota, New Mexico, Idaho, Iowa, New Hampshire, Wyoming, and Louisiana.
All right, 5 out of 10. Sally got to beat 5 to win. Pay attention, Tassie. Right. You'll have a chance to steal some points at the end of the round.
All right, Sally, on your mark. Get set, go.
This is when you've washed your When you've washed in the sink because you got your fingers messy.
Hands?
Yes. And then you dry them on a...
dish towel?
Just if you're washing your fingers at the end of your palm,
washcloth.
What do you clean up with your hands? Oh my God! All right, we'll move on. It's frozen. It sits in your refrigerator. You take little pieces of this, right? But if it's a huge
ice chips,
it's a huge, ice. A big, huge square of it is
called.
Turn that around. You get a turn. Just turn that around. What you just said. Turn it around.
Turn a cube of ice.
A bigger piece of one would be what? A large...
A chunk of ice. Large block of ice.
There you go. This is a big computer company that has Outlook, and it has...
Microsoft.
Yes. This is where you store all grandma's plates, and
in the attic.
In the attic. Or you display them in the corner, and it's in a...
Woohoo! Oh, way to go, Seth!
Wrong one. All right. Sally. I see that restraining order still in effect. Hand towel, and after 14 minutes of me trying to describe the word hand towel to you, I screwed up and said hand. I skipped ink pen. I skipped bulletin board. I got block of ice. Would it help if I had said something about the movie Frozen or something, and they're pulling out big blocks of ice in the beginning? I don't know. Photo album, I skipped. We got the Microsoft Spring Festival. China cabinet, we were trying there. Would you have gotten China cabinet, Tassie? Tassie? Sally.
No, I would have said curio.
Floodlights and Halloween mask. Tassie, tonight we'll see you over there at the Southern Tequila and Taco Festival in Farragut, all right?
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, Tassie.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
People have started to text in with their responses of how they keep people in their phone contacts. Jesse of Etowah, I have a contact name for y'all. Directory assistance. No clue why it's still saved in my phone or even work. Huh. As in, maybe that means that's not... Oh, so it's not... Okay, it's not for us. We're not directories. So that's the... Okay, he's helping. Forgive me. Why are we called directory assistance in your phone? He's got somebody else saved as directory assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Jessi. Forgive me. I'm sure that's a girl, right?
I would think.
Okay.
Don't know for sure.
It's hard to tell anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep them in my phone as Jesse and still be confused.
No. No matter what they, yeah.
Chelsea says, I save people by the first name and where I met them.
Yep.
Well, I mean.
A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cindy here said, well, that's not the one.
I have your comments straight?
Yeah. Allison says, Lisa at Walgreens. Mm-hmm.
But so you don't remember the people you meet is what you're saying?
Not always. Well, you know them
especially at work.
You know them why you know
Do
them.
I know you?
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anybody in your phone contacts who is this?
No, I don't.
I know them?
Do I know them?
You probably have a list in your phone, like you can group them by family and friends.
Yeah.
You probably have the do I know them list.
No.
All employees.
No, I don't.
Do I know them?
But I do have descriptors for people.
Oh, yeah? What's mine?
And a lot of people do. Well, you don't want to know.
I don't.
No. Yours just says Mark, because I know who you are.
So these other people you meet and actually put in your phone contacts, you don't know who they are.
Well, I do. But it's like sometimes when you first meet them, you don't, you just know their first name or something. Like, okay, when my son started school.
If you know their first name, then how are you getting their phone number if you only get it by their first name?
Because let me explain how a lot of them got in there, and moms will understand this. Because when your kid starts school, you meet Laura Keeler's mom. or you meet so-and-so, so-and-so's mom, you know? And so I've got like, you know, Sarah, girl Peyton's mom, or you've got, you know, so-and-so, girl Landon's mom. You've got all these names and who they're the mom to, but you may not know their last name because their last name isn't always the kid's last name. And so I had several people chime in with that. You know, you don't know their names. Then there's Laura who said, Crazy Lake City Sherry, do not answer. That's how she's got one more.
Crazy Lake City Sherry.
Do not answer.
Do not answer. Mm-hmm. How about you just block the number?
Right.
Well, apparently they don't want to be totally rude, I guess. Does somebody know if you block them?
And this is this stemming from that bull crap TikTok where someone sent an invite or an evite to all of their phone contacts for their kid's birthday party by accident, and it sent out... And the people saw the name that they were saved at. Yes. That's not true, right? That doesn't happen, right? First of all, nobody accidentally sends an evite to everybody in their phone contacts. And then nobody's phone contact is what shows up on the evite to that person, is it?
Well,
I think that's bull.
I think it does because one of my nieces is saved as Princess Junior and the other one is saved as just her name. And she said, oh, I don't get a princess notation. And I was like, well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't. And I was like, how do you know that? So maybe they do see it on certain things.
So when you call somebody, it shows up as how you have them in your phone?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It says here with iPhones, if you actively share the information with them, they can access that information. So
so you've shared your own contact information with your niece,
I guess
so. It's like a setting, I'm assuming.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That means that Michelle, if she shares her information with Tammy, it'll say, Tammy, do not answer. Elizabeth has her ex saved as $2.99 special because the last child support payment he made was $2.99.
Huh. Wow.
He did make a payment, though.
Another Michelle.
Okay, hold on. You're not in court.
Really.
Sorry.
You're not making a statement.
I forgot.
He will be soon.
He's on the ready there, isn't he? Another Michelle says, annoying salesman guy.
if it's an annoying salesman guy,
I know.
Take them out of your contacts and block the number. I don't understand. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jen says, James the bug man, jury duty. So I guess that she met the bug man at jury duty. That's how only thing I can figure out. So that's what, you know, you were saying somebody from text said I put their name and where I met them. James the bug man, jury duty.
Okay. From tech? from the text, you mean?
I said text, yes.
I thought you said tech.
No, I did not. Evan says, I quit doing the name and where I met them thing years ago. Even my wife is in there by her first and last name.
Yeah. Like normal. Like you get, if you're going to put somebody in your contacts, don't you generally get their last name too?
Not always, if you don't know them.
How about you say this? Can I get your last name too?
Because you can say, not on a log, my daughter's lazy ex-boyfriend from Stephanie.
Not
on a log.
Not K-N-O-T.
Not on a log.
Okay. I thought you meant he was not on a log. That's what you don't, yeah.
Christy says, I manage a store. This will be our last one. And she goes, I have customers by what I know they purchase, like jewelry lady, lighting, China lady, grumpy man.
Have I been to that store? Well, we talked about, you know, the poll about work weeks, and if we want the 4-day work week, you just get used to it. It's not going to happen. Maybe your company will do something, but it will not be a mandate. It won't be legislated.
Because we did hear from some people who have that.
Yeah, well, some people do. Mm-hmm. But you'll work 4 10-hour days. You'll get your 40 hours. You're not working 32 for 40. It's never going to happen. All right? Mm-hmm. And we postulated on the 4.5-day work week. What if they said, okay, we'll pay you for 40. But you work 4.5 days, and you can choose any half day you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be great. It'd be awesome.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
People love having a half day off. There's something magical about the half day. It's just something you get up that day, you're like, oh my God, I'm off at noon, you know?
Like, I can get through that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you get, thank you for the subtitles. And so...
Well, that's what people think.
I love what I think, and then she subtitles it for me. I love that. What about this, though? 1 in 16 Americans don't even think you should get a day off.
Ever?
10,000 people were surveyed in this whole thing, and I didn't bring this up the other day, and I thought, there should be a standard 7-day work week. Now,
I don't know. Maybe everybody hasn't done it. You were raised very soft, so I don't know if in fact you ever had to work. You ever chose to take on 7 days a week? I have in my
life.
Back
when I had two jobs, yeah.
So you did have at one point. You had two jobs.
Oh yeah.
Okay, was one of those.
I was going to school and had two jobs. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Going to school and two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Two full-time jobs or just two part-time jobs?
I had a full-time, a part-time, and was going to school.
Wow. Seven mm-hmm. days a week, so you're at some yeah. sort of work. With you working seven jobs at a time,
mm-hmm.
I would assume that you at some point in your life you worked 7 days a week straight for like weeks, months, or years.
Yeah, sometimes that still happens if I'm DJing the right. entire weekend.
Right.
Yeah, it still happens.
Old DJ White Noise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Child Support.
oh, gosh.
I can remember volunteering. Now, granted, yes, I had two or three jobs at a time during different parts of my life. But for the first 2.5 years I was on the radio,
mm-hmm.
I was on the air in the middle of the night from midnight to 5, 6 or whatever it was. And I said, I don't need a day off. I think I want at least a year with no vacation, no day off, yeah. every single night.
Well, you do what you have to do. You want to show that you're willing to work. Oh, yeah. You want to get the experience. Yeah. You want to, yeah, totally.
Yeah. 1 in 8 people think a 4-day work week would make us less productive. Less productive. A 4-day work week would make us less productive. Well, if you're working 32 out of 40, yes. If you're working 10-hour days, 4 days a week, do you think you'd be less productive? No. Are you so used to, if you were used to the 8-hour day and they threw an extra 2 hours on the end of it, no matter if it's 4 days a week or 5 days, you'd probably feel that 2 hours, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But probably
drags by.
Huh?
It'll drag by a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's my thought on that. There's all these studies also that show that a lot of the day, if you're at work, a lot of that day is taken up with people talking to people and people doing other things rather than their work,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's shopping online or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you have less hours at work, I mean, or fewer days, you're actually doing the work so you can have that day off, you know?
I think you would
be more productive, said the morning, is my thinking.
Said the morning show that puts in 4.5 hours a day.
No, but I mean.
Do you give any thought at all to the fact that the diamonds that are sparkling on your hand right there are literally, not figuratively, literally billions of years old?
No, I really don't.
Have you ever thought of that? I've told you that before. But
I know.
You know, if you have a diamond on you, a real diamond, you are touching something, you're in contact with something that took billions of years to create.
No, I really don't think about that.
The pressure of the earth and all the other things incorporated in the manufacturing of a diamond from the earth until it costs it up eventually is billions of years. Billions.
I don't. Maybe I should, but I don't.
Takes you back to your junior year in high school. Billions.
Stop it.
Question. This is quick.
Is it
if
math?
If you found, no.
It won't be quick if it's
you
math.
Found out that your diamond was created under the same circumstances as it took billions of years to do, it only took this time 2 hours and 30 minutes.
A little difference.
Would it bother you? Be honest. Don't try to be radio. Don't try to be, you know, Radio Kim. Be real Kim. If you found out. And it's not a lab-created diamond. It's okay. There's lab-created diamonds, and then there's this new thing where they take a diamond seed.
Okay, a diamond seed?
A diamond seed. Who knew?
I didn't.
Who knew? Okay. I think you get those at Mayo. Diamond seed, and with the pressure that they can apply now and the heat that they can apply, effectively simulating the inside of the earth, they can whip you up a diamond in 2.5 hours.
So it's not like moissanite or anything like, I mean, which moissanite I think are beautiful too.
Moissanite are not diamonds.
I know they're not.
They're moissanites.
I know that.
So a diamond.
And moissanite doesn't bother me either, but I want to know it's moissanite.
So you'd want to know.
I want to know.
Then you'd be bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they slid a moissanite in for a diamond.
No, I want to know it's moissanite, but moissanite doesn't bother me.
If your third husband sneaks a moissanite in on you without telling you, and you think it's a diamond, you're going to be pissed when you find out.
Yeah, I'd want to know it was moissanite.
That Thomas.
But, yeah, Thomas, whoever Thomas is.
Her cruising partner.
Mm-hmm. From 20-some years ago. I don't, I don't think so. If it's a diamond and you say it's a diamond, I don't care how it's made. It's a real diamond.
You know?
I don't think so. Because I never think about these being millions of years old or billions of years old.
But that's what I'm saying. Is you
a
not,
diamond's a diamond.
I don't think you appreciate the fact that that has been around since the very beginning of the earth.
No, I don't think I do.
In the earth.
Because I don't think about it.
Forms into a diamond. And then coughs up or is mined out or whatever the case may be.
Coughs up.
Well, I mean, it does. It literally does. But it works
out of the ground.
But it does. It works itself to the surface. Well, what do you think that state park in Arkansas is? Crater of Diamonds National. Huh. I mean, the state park that coughs up diamonds. Well, not really. I think that's
all. Plant them out there.
I think that's planted. Yeah. I do. I think that's fake. But I mean, I think the length of time it takes to make the diamond is representative of the lifetime of relationship or whatever the case may be.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
If it's 2.5 hours, you know, maybe that doesn't signify how long the relationship is supposed to last, like the way a billion-year-old diamond.
I really
kind of
don't
does.
Think about it. A diamond is a diamond. Yeah.
The question is, though, what the hell do you think about?
Not much.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me more.
Hey, everybody. Friday, thank you for being here. Woo-hoo. Thank you for sticking around. This long.
We made excited
it.
For Friday.
It's not a real woohoo when you do that, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited that it's Friday.
Woo-hoo. Sound like those little kid like steam trains.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, that little train whistle.
Yeah, it's just like, it's. I mean, I want to. If I'm going to hear a woo, I want a real woo, but that's fine. As I will bring to you something that I think out of these 10, I predict that there will be 5 things everyone does but never talks about. 5 that Kim has. I've not even looked at the list. I'm just guessing. 5 that you will admit to.
Okay.
8 that you'll admit to. And I'm not admitting to anything.
Why are you not admitting to anything?
Because my father taught me deny, deny, deny. I'm just kidding. How about this? When you get a call from a weird number and immediately after not answering it, Google it.
No.
You never Google the number?
No.
I do it all the time.
I do it all the time. Every time I get a number, especially if it's a local area code, I Google the number. I absolutely do. And a lot of times it'll tell you, scam alert or something like that. It'll tell you if that has a complaint against it or whatever.
See, my husband does that. I'm like,
Okay.
If it's important, they'll leave a message and then I'll know who it is.
That's
if it's
zero.
Not,
You've done, you don't do that, so that's zero. That's one for you. That's
do
one
I need
for
to
me.
Keep score?
Well, that's a math thing, Kim.
Well, then,
you already said today, don't do math.
Well, then Yes Man can keep score.
Will you Friday. Will you keep score?
I will do my best.
Well, maybe you should keep score.
He's Scoremaster Steve, by the way, when he's doing this. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, but you walk to your gate first anyway just to make sure that it's still there. My wife is notorious for this. She wants to get to happens.
Yeah.
Afterwards is fine as long as she has presented herself at the gate to nobody, by the way, because you don't check in. You're not presenting yourself to anybody. She wants to be there. She wants to make sure that she's there. Now, most airports, Knoxville included, has some food on the other side of TSA, which means once you've checked in, you can get your food and you can eat. And no, she won't do that. She has to go all the way to the gate. Now, granted, it's only, 100 yards, but she gets to the gate. Make sure it's there. And she goes, okay, let's go get something to eat.
It's like you can breathe easy after that.
I'm like, honey, we're just like, let's stop here at the Quiznos
and get
the sub or whatever. We're going to eat and we'll eat. We're here. We don't have to literally check in.
No, I'm guilty of that too.
We have checked in online. We have our boarding pass on our phone. That's all we need. We've made it through TSA. Yeah, I got my gun through, so we're good to go.
No, it does not matter. I'm the same way. I have to be there. It's something about, I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Speaking of that, I have a friend who's in Mexico right now who accidentally had a bullet in his luggage.
Ooh.
What, is he one of those? I didn't know it was in there.
It was an absolute, he didn't know it was in there.
Yeah, but we always say, but when we hear that, we always say, how do you not know that was in there,
Wait till he finds out I planted it in there just for the sake of the bit.
So for that one, nobody?
I always do that.
Okay.
What?
Got one for Kim.
What?
To go back and check on the plane before you go eat?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You go down to the gate.
Yes.
Make sure it's still there.
That's what I said. I'm just like your wife. I have to be
there. When do you fly?
There.
Have you flown?
I've flown very seldomly, so I can't really.
You can't relate to that one. Yeah, so we'll call that a zero for you. All right. So it's 1 to 1 to 1?
Yeah.
Do you count as doing that since your wife makes you go with her?
Or? No, because if she does it, I don't want to do it, but I have to follow her along because I'm not going to leave her alone in an airport. She might just take off without me. But,
so you do it too.
Right.
Abandoned.
Hey, wouldn't the be the first knows. Time. Number three. These are things that everyone does but never talks about. Three, you're breathing fine until you lie down and all of a sudden, as always, one nostril immediately closes up. I don't have that issue.
That happens either. To me standing up.
Kim will be talking in the middle of a segment and catch a cold while talking.
I can do that, but when I lay down, I don't have that issue.
My wife does. She will literally, like, she'll be laying on her side or whatever, and I'll say, roll over here for a little while. She goes, no, my nose is clogged on that side. She knows which side she needs to lay on for the nostril that's clogged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do it. Do you do it?
No.
Do you
roll not, it? Do you, not, not, not laying
like if your
down.
Right nostril is clogged, do you lay on your left side?
No.
Or vice versa?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Three zeros. How about this for number four? One pocket holds your phone, the other holds everything else. I have a bag so often now, all the time.
Several bags.
Well, like you don't have a work bag and a pocket book.
No, I'm just saying you have several bags.
Yeah.
Right. I have supplies that I use for the morning show.
Yeah.
That have wires and batteries and cords and cables and stuff.
That's what I have.
I have that bag, and that bag goes inside a larger bag, which has another bag. I carry the bag that I carry around all day in that bag, so when I walk out of here, I got one bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I will have so I have everything in my bag. I got my key. Although, I did hear a recent really good tip. Always keep your keys in your pocket. Always. Your car keys in your pocket, because if they're in your pocket and you lose your bag, if they're in your bag and you lose your bag, then you can't even drive anywhere.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So keep your keys in your pocket.
That's true.
Even more so than your wallet, at least you can drive somewhere if you've lost your wallet. If you've lost your keys in your bag, you can't go anywhere.
You know what's weird with me and maybe other women? I don't know, because I can only speak for myself. My mom likes to put things in her pocket.
I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay, subtitle.
But no, well, the thing is that women, we love to have dresses, pants, everything with pockets. But I don't use my pockets. I like to have pockets. Like if I find a dress that has pockets and it doesn't make my hips look really hippie, I love to have the pockets, but I don't use the pockets.
What? Like, hold on. You have pants that you think makes you look less hippie?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And
wouldn't that be a shirt? The pants, your hips are going to be your hips no matter what.
No, but some pants or dresses can make you look even more hippie. But
I mean, you wear a lot of frocky stuff that covers your hips.
Yeah, that's by design. But
I know. I'm just saying. But so the pants, I thought it was the shirt. Anything hanging over is the one that obliterates the view of your hips.
No, but sometimes the pockets can be bulbous out.
Bulbous out.
But like at the prom a couple of weeks ago when my son, we went to take pictures and everything and there were a lot of parents there.
You went to his prom?
And one of the girls had on a beautiful dress and she goes, look, Miss Kim. She goes, it has pockets.
Nobody calls you Miss Kim, do they?
Well, she called me something else, but I almost said it. But anyway, she put Mrs. D.
Yeah,
she was Miss D. But anyway, she goes, and look, my phone's in this pocket. And I was like,
in her dress.
But you couldn't see it. I mean, it was so well hidden in her prom dress. She
a
had
pocket
her phone.
In your prom dress for the phone.
Yeah.
What happened to carrying a purse?
Well, she had a little, she had her lip gloss in, a little clutch
a
and everything.
A purse not big enough for her phone.
But it wasn't big enough for the phone, but she had a pocket. But I don't put things in my pockets.
All right. So I would say I don't have, no, I mean, if I have a if I carry my phone in any pocket, it's my back pocket. And that's the thing is that back pocket is the phone pocket now.
Now, every once in a while, I'll put it.
Back pocket is the phone pocket.
Yeah, if my pants are like tighter than normal.
Which is normal.
Every day.
Yeah. So I'll put it in the back pocket. But I usually
lose some weight, your pants will be so tight.
Hey, I'm trying. But no, I'll separate keys or cash if I have cash on me because I'll frequently pull my phone out and I don't want money falling in the floor and I don't want my keys scratching my phone screen either.
Does anybody really put their keys and their phone in the same pocket? Because that would be scratching.
By accident. And then I'll take it right back out. Yeah, because I don't want my, good point. All right, number five here. When you swallow water in a weird way and there's that excruciating pain in your chest all of a sudden it goes away, that happens to me way too often. And it's not because of the cold. It's just like you've swallowed wrong or something.
And how do you swallow wrong? You think about it. We do it all the time. How do we swallow wrong?
Ho. She's sitting there dumbfounded.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that hurt. I, not like a chip scratching down your throat.
No,
but like
it's just
a weird glug of water that just kind of gets stuck in some, like some water is going down and then there's like a half of a beat or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's like, and it's like, then it goes, it's the weirdest thing. I don't know what that is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
mark
how do
that
we
down.
Do that?
That happens to me.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay. It's happened before.
But not way often. I mean, it happens.
Oh, yeah.
You remember it when it does.
Yeah. We both had our, recollections. So, yeah.
So number that's six. A yes?
Yes, yes. Okay. For all three of us. Yes. When you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something nearby until they move.
I've done that before.
Oh, I've done that.
See, I don't pretend to shop for something nearby. When I pretend to be shopping for something nearby is when I want to look closely, more closely at the woman standing in front of the item that I'm, you know, I'll get on. Yeah. When I'm trying to pick up chicks at the grocery store, I'll sidle up and pretending I'm looking at something else on the shelf. And then I'll ask him a question about it. It's when I'm trying to pick up chicks at the grocery store. What? You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
So, picking up chicks at the grocery store. You know?
Right.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay.
But why do we do that?
I will just stand there and wait for them to move and kind of like when you wait for a parking space.
Mm-hmm.
I put my blinker on right there in front of, I'm standing behind them going.
You just snap your finger.
Tick, 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 and they'll turn around and go, what are you doing, sir? I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting for you. I'm ready to pull into your parking space here. And I don't mean the parking space. You're standing in front of the taco seasoning and I need some taco seasoning. Tick. Tick, tick, tick.
That's
my blinker on. I'm trying to pull in.
Now, if there's there and I can see what I want, if I don't have to like look for what I want, if I can see like taco sauce, let's say I need the taco seasoning or whatever, and I can see it and they're right in front of it, I'll say, pardon my reach, please. And I'll go ahead and grab two of them or whatever. But if I have to look because I know it's in that section.
So you're politer to people that you don't know at the grocery store than you are to employees here in the building.
I'm polite to people here in the building.
Do I know you?
You ask people in this building. I'm very polite.
Not when you first meet them.
Yes, I am.
Not when you first meet them.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You ask the new
sales girl. You have a history
she was fine.
Of really poor behavior
no,
around
I
new
don't.
Employees.
You ask the people and they're fine with me.
They're fine with you because they know who they are.
Oh,
they
stop.
Know who you are and they know where their bread is buttered.
No, they're
I do.
Fine. They're fine with me.
Oh, fine. Well,
they
if it's fine, if it's fine, I know I've
it's
won.
It's fine. It's fine.
When she goes to it's fine, you know you've won an argument.
They don't see me as employed.
Who are you?
They
who are you?
No, I didn't say it that way.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, that's saying. Exactly how
it's
I said it.
It's not, here are you.
Here are
you. It's not like that.
That's how I hear it. Like you hear my horn honking.
Yeah, that's how I hear it. But anyway, I will say, pardon my reach and just grab it.
Okay,
but
it's Friday.
Have to look.
I'd like to move on.
You know, you had to move on yesterday. You've got to move on every day, you know?
Oh, do you want to go for 4 hours?
No, I don't want to go for 4 hours, but.
But what?
You know, we're just talking.
Yeah, I know. And I'd like to move on to the next one.
Okay.
Number seven. The remote goes missing. And you're convinced someone else is sitting on it even after they check.
Yep.
Oh.
I think they've not only sat on it, they've pressed it between the couch cushions.
On purpose?
Like you put, no, when they sat on the remote.
Oh. They don't know they've done
it. It nestled down in between the two cushions. And even though they've had to roll a butt cheek to the right or left, and then I have to spelunk for the remote in between the two seat cushions.
So you don't ask them to spelunk, you spelunk yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're talking about my wife here. Who else am I sitting on the couch with watching television? Other than, of course, the chicks I pick up at the grocery store.
That's right.
Yeah. But I'll have her roll if she's like, if I can't find, like roll over, like roll to your left or whatever. And then it's not there. Then I think she's pressed it into a couch cushion. She, yes. I will blame her for sitting on the remote because she's known to do it. We have it's like a long, flat, like really flat remote. You can't even see it half the time. It's not even like, it's thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets in the couch cushions all the time. I think she's pressing it down into there. And I don't think she's doing it on purpose. I just think it happens. So yes for me.
All right, I got you down. Yes for me. What about you? Nope. Okay.
Number eight, when you think there's a bug on your neck, but it's just a tag on your shirt. Now, I don't get freaked out by bugs, but I will tell you this. One of my favorite talks is the guy who's got a feather duster. And he has got someone with a camera down to the end of an aisle, like at Lowe's or something. And there's a guy on the... You know, so they're back to back. Okay. Imagine this, the camera seeing two guys back to back and the guy will turn around, take a feather duster out of his pants, tickle the guy's neck or ear that's behind him and then spin around and stuff it back in his pants.
Oh.
And the guy thinks it's like a bird or a moth or something or some sort of bug. And he freaks out and then he turns around and the dude has done it so quickly and put the feather duster back in his pants. and is looking for stuff. And then the guys, it's like, did you do that? And he goes, I'm sorry, what now? What's that, sir?
Oh, I'd freak out.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome to do to you. Because even with a fake feather.
No, stop. Don't do it.
If I pull out a fake feather.
It's Friday. Let's not.
Oh, it's Friday. Oh, now you want to go quickly.
That's right.
Oh, how funny. How funny. Fake feathers somehow freak her out. And so, yeah, that's a fun video to watch. But yes, I guess the tag on the back of your shirt. Never make it. I don't get weirded out by bugs on me. I don't. I mean, I'm used to lice and bed bugs, so I'm not.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm not. I'm fine with it. I'm fine. It doesn't bother me.
I
always know it's a tag, but I've mostly taken all my tags out of my shirts, mm-hmm. or I buy tagless shirts. So no for you. Pardon?
So no for you.
No for me.
The tag doesn't bother me. A feather duster would. I mean, something like that.
Well, yeah, but we're only talking about
the
whole thing was when you think there's a bug on your neck, but just find out it's your tag.
No, that doesn't bother me.
You?
No, I usually just smack my neck and keep going.
Okay, so that's why it's always so red?
Yeah.
Okay. No, well, that's not why.
That's not why it's red.
And just my family tree.
Number nine. Well, that satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%.
Oh, now,
I know how to equalize the pressure in my ears. I close my mouth, I pinch my nose, and I blow out, and then I can pop my ears open. I never have an ear fill up without being able to fix it. Although it did happen yesterday. Like, I'm like, I can't hear out of my right ear.
Out of nowhere.
And then, boom, I fixed it real quick. It's easy. Mm-hmm. But I do. I don't mind it because I like when I travel in the mountains and my ears fill up or whatever.
Yeah.
Or on an airplane, I love being able to pressurize. I kind of dig. It.
I like that.
Kind of like a sneeze.
I hate when it happens.
Yeah. Kind of like a sneeze.
I like when it opens up.
It's like a little mini orgasm or something.
Yeah, it is. Nice.
And number 10, when you walk into a store to buy something but they don't have it, when you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting even though you aren't.
Every time.
Because you've not gotten anything. You feel like everybody's looking at you.
I put my hands up as I'm going under. If I leave the store, like a pit boss asks their blackjack dealers to do when they have to clap their hands and show when they leave the table. Yeah, I put my hands up, hands up, don't shoot kind of thing. Hands up, didn't shoplift, just don't check my pockets.
Right.
I was just here to pick up chicks on aisle 6.
That's right.
Picking up chicks.
On aisle six, baby.
Woo! Have a great weekend. Bye. Oh, we didn't keep a tally, did we?
Yes, we did. Mark, you got 6. Kim, 5. And me, 7.
Yeah. I said 0 for me, so I was way off. All right, have a great weekend. Goodbye.